Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Hi, guys. Good morning.
A win is a win, and I know we've heard you say it, and Belichick say it, and Boomer Esiason say it. They are hard to come by in the National Football League. That aside, that accepted, you individually and this team collectively, are you encouraged? Are you pleased? Are you energized by the way it went yesterday in Gillette?
Well, I'm certainly pleased by winning, so I think that's the most important thing. I mean, whether you win by a point or 10 points or 30 points, they all count the same, and we've been on the losing end of a one-point game, a one-point game, and a two-point game, and it feels good to win a three-point game. So there was, you know, a moment there in the fourth quarter where, you know, we looked like we had a good lead. Then, you know, there's, you know, soon after that, we're, you know, fighting for our life with a three-point lead and then a three-point deficit, and, you know, we turn around to win it in overtime. So, you know, I'm proud of the way the guys fought. You know, certainly we could do a lot of things better, and hopefully we do, but you know, it's nice to win.
Tom, you were asked after the game about the personality of this offense, and you didn't really have an answer. Now you've had a little chance to sleep on it. And I would pose the question to you this way. If my memory serves me correctly, the offense used to absolutely salivate, get giddy at the prospect of not just finishing a game, but destroying and crushing the opponent in the process. Now it seems to be a struggle to hang on to win many of these games. What has changed? What about the personality of this team?
Well, we're trying to do it. It's not like, you know, it's just, you know, you flip a switch, and you know, I don't think that's it. It's, you know, there's 53 guys that are trying to do their best out there, and we're just not doing our best. So hopefully we get to that point. I mean, that's part of why we practice and why we meet and why we go to work every day. But I wish it were that easy. And maybe there's times where it has looked that easy, but I think you'll appreciate it when it does work. And, you know, you realize the preparation that you put into it, that it pays off. But, you know, maybe we've just, you know, spoiled some people in the meantime, because it's hard to win, man. It's really hard to win.
Do you think a team needs an identity? Is that a made-up media thing when someone asks you, what's your team's identity, or is that something legit? Do you believe a team needs to have an identity?
Well, I think, you know, certainly yes, but I think it's established over 16 weeks. You know, I don't think it's really, you know, something that, boy, once you have your identity, you're going to start winning, you know, every single game. It's, you know, your things change week to week. I mean, we've, you know, guys have been out, guys have been in, schemes have changed, game plans have changed. You know, we're trying to do what's best to win the game. I think that's what's most important. So, you know, one week it may be to, you know, run the ball outside a little bit more. One week it's run the ball inside a little bit more. One week it's more two-back runs. One week it's more, you know, inside routes. One week it's outside routes. It's just a matter of the opponent you're playing and where you think you need to get the ball to.
I know everybody's hurting a little bit. I know nobody's 100% at this point of the year. Do the injuries that your two big tight ends are battling through, is that affecting you and affecting the offense?
Well, you'd love to have everybody healthy, but that's, you know, the reality of football is we're not, and, you know, neither is any other team. So, you know, you gotta win when you don't feel your best. I mean, that's part of the attrition of the football season that sets in, and you rely on the depth of your team, and that's why you need depth on your team, so that you can kind of withstand some of these bumps and bruises.
Tom, you talked about the various schemes, and one week it's this thing, and next week it's another thing, and various opponents and all that. Is it possible that constant change, that constant need to scheme, as opposed to identify, you know, a certain core set of things that you can do very well and go out there and do them and try to make the other team stop you, might all that variation be part of the reason execution isn't consistent for 60 minutes of a football game from week to week?
Partly, but I mean, I think it's a matter of, you know, us executing better. I said after the game, there's nothing special about it. You've got to make the plays. That's what it comes down to. It's, you know, it's not whether you choose to call a certain play or call a certain run. It's just a matter of doing your job, and I think we all have to do a better job. That's That's what it comes down to. There's games where we've done it. There's games where we've played really well for half, 45 minutes, 55 minutes. Mm. And there's games where we haven't. So, you know, the good thing is we're going to get back to work today and see if we can do a better job next week. But, you know, it's early October or it's mid-October, and you know, we have a lot of football to play, and we obviously have a lot of work to do.
Do you think, Tom, that Josh is totally comfortable in his role and totally confident in what he is doing and what his mission statement is? Or is it sort of like a quarterback and a new wide receiver where there are some, not necessarily growing pains, but some adjustments to make sure everybody's on the same page?
No, Josh and I are on the same page. I mean, we've been on the same page since the day he got back. So I wouldn't say there's any a level of comfort that we're seeking. We know each other very well. And, you know, when you're the coordinator and you call plays, you call plays that are designed. There's not a play on the call sheet that's not designed to gain more than 4 or 5 yards. And there's a lot of them that are designed to score touchdowns. And we have the belief that we're going to, and then when we get out there, that's what we have to do. And that's up to the players. That's not up to the coaches. The coaches coach and the players play. And no matter what they call, we got to go out there and execute it. So they could call the most perfect play in the world, and if the guy's wide open and I overthrow him by 10 yards, what does it matter? So, you know, we have to go do a better job playing.
Is there a basic, simple reason why that turbo hurry-up that was just so deadly and effective comes and goes, and we didn't see much of it yesterday? A, who decides whether you're going to run it? And B, why not run it all the time, if it, especially when you're at home? And I expected to see a lot more of it yesterday.
There was, I don't know, there's times where we did it a little better than others. I think it looks good when we play good. I think that's when it looks good, when you know, we're going quickly and we're making yards. When we're going quickly and then we don't convert a third down, then, you know, we're off the field and that's the end of that drive. Mm. So, I mean, I realize we didn't, first drive of the game, we didn't really do anything. Then we didn't really touch the ball for a while because we had to, you know, return, so we're pretty much into the second quarter and running very few plays. So, you know, it'd be nice for us to do something when we get the ball to start the game. It'd be nice to do something when we get the ball to start the half. But, you know, that's, you know, we're not playing good enough. So we got to go out there and play better.
What if you went to your meeting and Josh said, here's what we're going to do in London against St. Louis. We're going to line up in the no huddle and stay in it all game. Would you say awesome, or would you say, but we need balance here? I don't know. That sounds kind of predictable. Would you be all for that?
I'm for whatever it takes for us to win. That's what I'm for. I have suggestions, but ultimately I'm a player and we have coaches and I listen to what they say and they work hard at their job and it's important for me to focus on what I need to do. So, you know, whatever it takes for us to win, that's what is my favorite approach.
8 targets for Brandon Lloyd, 1 catch. How is that possible, Tom? It seems statistically impossible to throw 8 times to him and he gets 1 catch.
I don't know, guys. That's, you know, I got to watch the film and see what we need to do better.
Yeah, he's...
Hey, the trip overseas, you guys have done it a few times. I guess you're old hands at it. What kind of adjustments are necessary with this game coming up in London?
Well, it's it's a good opponent we're playing. They're 3-4, but, you know, that we've lost twice to the NFC this year. Mm. So, we better play better than we've been playing. So, you know, we've got to, take a long trip it'll be nice for the guys to come together and, see if we can be mentally tough and go out there and deal with some distractions and go on the road in a tough place on a long trip and try to win a game. So I know, there's guys that, haven't made this trip. There's guys that have made the trip. It's a lot more fun when you win.
You guys, last time you did it, you did everything right, and Tampa did everything wrong, apparently, getting ready for this game. Is it like a bowl game where they are yanking you all different directions, come see this or come, meet this person, or do you not even get involved in any sightseeing at all?
No, there's not much of that. You know, we, I think we get there on Friday, and, you know, the game comes so quickly. So a lot of it, you know, for guys is going to be trying to get some rest and getting, you know, prepared to play a good team. So this isn't the trip for, you know, Big Ben and Tower of London and all that. This is to go win a football game.
Final question, Tom, for me. Do you have any theories as to why only three teams in the AFC are above 500, the Patriots, Houston, and Baltimore? Is it parity? Is it lack of quality? What do you think it is?
Well, it's a hard sport, man. I'm telling you, this is like, this isn't just, you know, you go out and you, I think there's times where, you know, we, like I said, we made it look easy at times, and it's never been easy. And, you know, there's some years where things go a certain way, and there's some years where they don't. And, you know, we're in dogfights. That's what it is, and that's what it's going to be. So, you know, when you, as a player, it's not like we go, man, we're just going to, you know, score 50 points this week. No, I mean, you got to earn it, and you're earning against another damn good team. So, you know, there's some good teams. We saw, you know, some pretty good teams over the course of this season, and, you know, we've been close at times, and we've won some, we lost some, and hopefully we can win some close ones because that's what it's going to take.
How did you make it look so easy? Say in 07, I mean, when it was so easy, what did you do? I mean, why did it look that way?
We had a supreme level of talent, and we played extremely well from week to week. I mean, we had some of our best. It was just one of those years where, you know, everything worked. You know, and you look at some teams like, and you know what the result of that season was?
Right.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Because we lost.
Yeah.
You know, so the result of, you know, a 14-2 season a few years ago, we lost. And the result of a 13-3 season last year, we lost. You know, so we're only in it for one thing. And it's to be the one team at the end of the year that's, you know, happy about how the year went. But you know, that's a long ways from now. And we got a long time to, you know, get better and work hard and try to learn from our mistakes. So I'm glad when you win, you know, you can learn from your mistakes too, because there's plenty of mistakes for us to learn from.
All right, Tom, best of luck in London. Don't forget to mind the gap, and that has nothing to do with a blitzing linebacker. So we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
All right.